what I understand from doing this for so long is you can give everything. You can give the whole book to someone, and they still have to go through the trials and errors and ask questions. So my goal is, let me teach it to you as much as I can, and if you want to talk to me, ask me questions, or sign up for a program, go ahead. But let me just give it to you.
Good message. Yeah.
So in my Facebook group, I asked a question, what is the biggest struggle most people are struggling with now, most wholesalers, real estate investors in it, and they say it's finding motivated sellers, right, or finding good leads. So what would you recommend for someone that's, like, you know, new or struggling with that? You got 42, how many deals did you say you did last year?
86.
So that's a lot. That's a lot. And I'm sure some of you are happy with 10. So today, if they could take one action, what would you say for anyone that's wholesaling or trying to be a flipper to get deals, motivated deals?
I would say you need to kind of expand where you're searching. Like, one trap a lot of us get into is we go on YouTube and we say how to find houses. I mean, I even do it when I buy my list. I just type into YouTube hottest lists on PropStream, right?
Right.
And whatever some guy says, I'm like, cool, I'm going to do that because I don't have time to figure it out myself. I'm not tracking it. I'm a low-level list buyer, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, people get kind of caught up, like, okay, well, I have to do it this way. Well, that's when in my career, I've found that I find deals, like, we call it deal flow, and I like to think of, like, a river flowing, right? And every river has tributaries that fill it up. Like, the river is the deals, but what am I doing to kind of get my river full? Well, one of those things that I got to do is MLS. Like, are you looking on the MLS as a wholesaler? I don't know if you are.
Most wholesalers do not.
You can make a lot of money. Clayne Bryan, man, they love talking about some of those deals. They just pull right off the MLS and sell. and people say you can't do that because
you can't.
The cash buyer is going to get on there and see that it was listed and that you're marking it up. Who cares? If I'm the cash buyer, I'm like, well, is it a deal or not?
Right.
Right.
You don't care where it came from.
So then there's agents. Like, are you talking to agents? Let agents bring you deals. I love working with agents because it's an army of people that are out in real estate every day. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling agents, I'm training agents, I'm talking to agents about what I'm looking for. Every time I see somebody, like, I'm a new agent, I'm like, I'm your first client. I will buy every house you can find for me. Here's my criteria. You know, there's online auction systems, Hubzu.com, auction.com. I have found so many houses on there, it's insane.
Really?
And I talk to people who are my peers in the industry, and they don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
Like, look on those. Mm-hmm. See if they have houses in your market. Learn how that works, you know? Auctions, notice of default. Like, every one of these is a different thing. And then get creative. I bought a house off eBay once in Tooele. Bought a house on eBay. Like, I was just like, I wonder if people sell houses on eBay. Next thing I know, I'm buying a house on eBay.
That's crazy, man.
Like, what are you doing to kind of figure out other ways to buy? The IRS sells homes. What's it called? The DEA. They have an auction system.
That's crazy.
Where they steal homes from drug dealers and then they auction them off. Like, there's so many ways to find houses. If you're only doing lists, if you're having trouble, you need to pivot.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned.